we're at a new place in this presidential campaign cycle. We're at a moment where I think the emphasis has moved or should be moved from politics to patriotism. Seldom have we in previous campaigns heard candidates, a number of candidates, campaigning on calls to alter the meaning of religious freedom in this nation, to take some religions as exemptions from protection for religious freedom. I don't understand the way in which candidates have talked about each other so extremely and so bitterly and so decisively, and in some instances have said of their opponents, or at least of one of their opponents, this person doesn't deserve to be president of the United States. This person would harm our country rather than help our country. That brings us to a whole new place. Because when you hear a candidate say that about a colleague who is a candidate, and then turn around and immediately endorse the one that has been condemned, that's not politics. That's lying. That's not politics. That's saying, I will support my party quicker than I will support my country. And I think there are a lot of people who have been a part of this political campaign who now have a real struggle with integrity when it comes to patriotism. Is it more important to support a political party than it is to support what one thinks is best for this nation? It's a tough question because seldom have we ever been in a situation where we had that kind of antithetical polar opposites from which to choose. But that's where we are. And people in both parties are having to make a decision about whether I want to support the political party with which I've always been affiliated, or is it possible that I may need to say in the weeks ahead, we may lose this election, but I think it's more important for our party to lose this election than it is to compromise our nation. I hope you understand that I'm describing a situation which I don't think is about politics. I think it's about patriotism generally, and I also think it's about personal integrity. Things have changed. Stay tuned. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you've made a donation to State of Belief Radio this week, I want to say a sincere thank you. If you've heard something on this week's show that you think would be helpful to someone you know, please share it with them. Direct them to stateofbelief.com, where they'll find full episodes, an in-depth archive, extended interviews, transcripts, and links mentioned in the show. The community that's grown around State of Belief Radio is active all week long online. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and engage in the discussion. We need your voice. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief. The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. See what he was.